Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's one from Max Lemura.
I grew up in Hollywood, Florida. My grandparents at that time lived in Miami Gardens. My parents would take me down there almost on a weekly basis to go see them or stay the weekend with them. My grandfather, he did forget things a lot. He would forget things like my grandmother's prescription when he went to Publix or the pharmacy to pick up their medications. There were many times he forgot his keys in the house, but had his car keys on him, so he got locked out a few times. And this was even before cell phones, so you can imagine the situations that would create. But he was a kind man. He sang to me every night when I'd stay over with them. My grandparents would often take me on vacations as a kid, and I often got mistaken as their child since I spent most of my time with them as a kid. So this story took place in Sanibel Island in the early 90s. I was 6 or 7 years old when this occurred. They took me to Sanibel Island for a weekend. I got to see the sandshell beaches, and everything was beautiful. And there was one instance where my grandmother was going to take me for a walk on the beach to see the local sights. And my grandfather was going to meet us to pick us up for dinner later that evening. So we went around town. We saw different sights. I got to see some of the natural areas. I got to pick up some sand dollars. It came time in the evening. We were getting ready to meet my grandfather, and we started walking where he was going to pick us up. And by that time, it was already dusk. And it was dark out. There were very few lights in the area at that time. And we started walking, and we saw my grandfather's beige Cadillac. We walked up. We're trying to get his attention. We started yelling at him. Both of us, both my grandmother and I, at 6 years old, were trying to get his attention. We saw him put the light on inside the car. And even with all the yelling, he didn't see us, didn't hear us, and drove off towards the restaurant, thinking we had already gone to the restaurant. So my grandmother said we should probably just start walking since it was a 10-minute drive to the restaurant. So we did. We were trying to walk, maybe find a payphone on the way at that time, if you remember what those are. And we were walking on the side of the road by what looked like a canal. And everything was extremely dark. I could barely see the trees off to the side of the road, but I could see the shimmer of light in the surface of the water. And maybe a few minutes into walking, I heard grumbling from the canal, thinking it might have been an alligator. So I was very frightened. Trying to reassure me that it was innocuous, my grandmother said that it was maybe a dinosaur in the woods, as if that was any better. So we continue walking for another 10 to 15 minutes, and out of sheer luck, I guess, somebody had driven by and saw us, and it was a fisherman who lived in the area and asked if we'd like a ride to the restaurant since he knew where it was. My grandmother said yes, and we went to the car. I sat in the back next to a lot of fishing equipment, fishing nets, fishing reels, lines, and a gaggle of fishing hooks, which my grandmother kept telling me not to go near. She didn't want me to stab myself. So my grandmother tells the fisherman basically what had happened, and he started laughing a little bit, thinking it was the funniest thing he had heard that night. And he said he probably just didn't see you, and my grandmother said, I find that hard to believe, you're right in front of the car. But I do remember us getting to the restaurant, my grandmother creating a scene in front of about 50 people at the restaurant, and a couple of waiters and waitresses trying to calm her down before she even sat down at the table. My grandfather was very apologetic because he had no idea that we were in front of the car. He really didn't see us. So after she gets over it, after about 10 to 15 minutes, and the last part of the story I remember is the waitress being so impressed that I was ordering for myself at such a young age instead of my parents or my grandparents doing it for me. And that's one of my fondest childhood memories.
Max Lemura, fondly remembering his days with his grandparents.
when he ends the story by saying, "This was one of my fondest childhood memories," that says everything about this storyteller, because somebody else could have told the same details, the same facts, and remembered it completely differently.
My parents took me to Sanibel Island when I was a kid, so I had all these visions of the sand dollars, and we even saw horseshoe crabs and the sandy beaches. So I enjoyed Max's story that way. But it was about his grandfather losing his memory.
I think it was a slice of life from his relationship with his grandparents, who presumably are no longer with us, or certainly are no longer taking him to Sanibel. The way I see this story is one of total love and acceptance. Another child might have gone through the same thing and said, "My grandfather, what an idiot," or, "I was so embarrassed, my grandmother screamed in the restaurant," or, "My parents had to dump me off with my grandparents." There was none of that. There was total love and acceptance, and he remembers this as such a great memory. He got picked up by a fisherman, and he got to hear dinosaurs, yes. And he got to be with his grandma, and the waiter was so impressed with him. I mean, I am so charmed by this story.
It's great how he remembered the good parts. All except for that little argument in the restaurant where his grandmother was fighting with her husband.
Yeah, and even that, he doesn't say that he was mortified. He says she was creating a scene, but I just picture this little boy just standing and waiting. And I would imagine this isn't the first time that that happened. And children have a different idea of public and private anyway than adults do. So he probably heard his grandmother being a little frustrated with his grandfather at home, too. And I felt like he wasn't taking sides. You know, he loved them both equally.
Well, he sounded like he had a great childhood.
He did. And the way he described it, the terms he used to describe it, the shimmer of lake on the surface of the water, the gaggle of fishing hooks, and the way he kept chuckling through the story. This is a story that was told with attention to detail. He remembers so many things from years ago, a long, long time ago when we didn't have cell phones, a long, long time ago when we had pay phones. And yet he remembers the way the water was, the way the light was, the sounds, the grumbling, and he makes it come alive for us.
Thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. I understand there's a storytelling slam tonight?
Yes, 5 to 7 p.m. So as you're listening to the end of Michael's show, you can just be parking in front of the Robot Brewing Company, 2521 North Federal Highway in Boca Raton. It's a storytelling slam. Come prepared to tell a true, brief story of your life. Come prepared to win $100 if you're the grand prize winner. Or you can also come prepared to listen and have a great time. If you want more information, email me at cneil, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Additional information and archive stories at our website, wlrn.org. Click radio and the public storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The public storyteller returns next Sunday.